Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we taught that the only way we can get victory over our sins is through the Lord. Listen as we continue in the study today. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Boy, this is something that usually there's where the problems come in. Okay, it's at this point the problems come in. Brotherly kindness. And that brotherly kindness gets to the point saying, well, wait a minute. What do you mean brotherly kindness? Yeah, it means exactly what it says. Your brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's do good unto all men, especially to those who are the household of faith. And to brotherly kindness, charity. But not just any charity. This is agape. It is the love of God in you, through in you, working under the leading of His Spirit. Now notice verse 8. He says, if these things be in you and abound, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if, that's a conditional word, isn't it? So it must be both in us, but notice also, it must abound. And if it doesn't, then we're unfruitful. But if it does, we're fruitful. But fruitful in what? The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 9 then says, but he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Get away, you forget, God took the sin from you in his power. And here you are entangled again. Here you are surrendered again. Because you failed to continue to walk in the Spirit. I know there are some good classes and all that out there for people and organizations to help and victories over addictions. But the best victory, the long-lasting victory, the complete victory is only in Jesus, walking with Him and continuing to walk with Him. If you're not going to do that, then I can tell you, yeah, you will need these other things. See, He says, you have forgotten, you were saved from this. But since you give in to the flesh, you now continue in them because you've not added to your faith. See, that's where the problem comes in. We don't add to our faith. We don't grow on it. And so, verses 5 through 7, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Now we see the promise. If you do these things, you shall never fall. And so that takes us right in then to verse 17. And in verse 17 he says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So, this is a fight or war. And there's no compromise between the flesh and the Spirit, as we see it here in the Scripture right before us. That is why we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, remember, those are divisions, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are divisions of Satan's armies, and they're a very formidable group that have defeated many Christians because we're unyielded to walk with God. We're to do all to stand. The Bible tells us to do all to stand. It tells us twice in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 15. Now, we walk in the Spirit, but only by the new nature placed within us. We cannot walk in the Spirit by the old nature. It's new seed, not sin. So there's a fight that goes on within us between the old and new nature. Ours is to feed the new nature with the Word of God and obedience to the Word of God. Therefore, we need to meditate in it and ask God to reveal it and give us understanding of it. We must even understand that the new nature within us and the old nature are mortal enemies. That old nature keeps us from doing the things that we would. But the new keeps the old from doing all it would. Therefore, we must, by the new nature, walk in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25, as the Holy Spirit hadn't shared his testimony there, he said, boy, the things I wouldn't do, I end up doing, and the good things I would do, I don't do. So he does the bad he wouldn't do, and he doesn't do the good that he would do. And so finally concludes it all by saying, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but in the flesh, the law of sin. In other words, sometimes the world almost convinces you that we have liberty to walk in the flesh. Know this then, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we're not to be conformed to this world. But we are to renew our mind daily. And how? In the Word of God. Conformity is to imitate the outside, but in a Christian life, it's to imitate the world, the flesh, and sin, but only religiousize it. Well, that makes it still wrong. Just because you religiousize it or add Jesus' name here and there. Remember, men create another Jesus using the name of Jesus from the Bible, but he's not the holy, separate from sinners, and so on, as Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 tells us. The key is that we walk in continual exposure to God's Word. You drive down the road, you have time to think of a ball game, you have time to think of other things while you're driving or while you're doing something at work that doesn't require concentration, then meditate on the Word of God. If you can meditate in something else, then you can meditate in God's Word at those times. So continual exposure to God's Word, submission to the Holy Spirit, crucifying the flesh. What do you mean by that? Putting to death or crucifying the flesh. In other words, as God reveals things in our life that need not to be there, mortify it. Put it to death. Say, okay, Lord, take it away. Forgive me. And don't even allow yourself to present things to yourself that will give that thing a place. You say, what do you mean? God gives you victory over alcohol. Don't put a can of beer in your refrigerator. Throw them all out. Just throw it out. And then have prayerful determination to walk in the Spirit. Now we begin to understand the fight. You see, God never in any way at any times feels sorry for the flesh and then give it a place. Instead of sorry for the flesh, He gives us the Spirit so that we may be holy and be right. And He gives us enablement. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But friend, I've got to allow Christ to strengthen me. Now that takes us right there into, now again, there's no compromise in anything with the flesh and the world between God and His holiness. You see, this world is anti-God. Evolution is anti-God. Creation is pro-God. Theistic evolution tried to act like, well, okay, I'm going to recognize both. You see, that was a compromiser. And it's satanically inspired attack on God's word and the people of God that it deceives. You see, the flesh latches onto the word liberty and also perverts the word grace, turning it into lasciviousness, as Jude verse 4 foretells and warns us against. People gambling and whatever else excites the flesh. Of course, that is also the devil, who is a liar, and the father of it, for he is a deceiver from the beginning. What does he lie about? He lies about liberty, Bible liberty. He always applies that which pertains to the Spirit. He always applies it to the flesh and not the Spirit. And it breaks our heart when people have been deceived by that. Now, my friend, let me also just say this. Satan is a deceiver. But stop listening to him. Stop listening to him. Stop entertaining those things that tell you, well, hey, pay attention. Just reason this out with me. And listen, Satan will twist the scriptures to get you to jump on board with him. When the flesh presses hard on the believer with its evil seductions, the Holy Spirit is there for the saved person to oppose the flesh and to give victory over it so we don't obey the flesh and thus sin. But we've got to walk in the Spirit and access the Spirit. He gives us that freedom to do so. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible.